by Bob Capano. With the results of the elections earlier this month, combined with the burgeoning federal corruption investigation moving closer to Eric Adams, the New York GOP should unite now behind Curtis Sliva for mayor. Let's look at just one race from this month that demonstrates Sliva's ability to outperform other Republicans in districts across New York City, which is a necessity to win a citywide race. The entire New York City political establishment agreed that the 47th Council District race in Southwest Brooklyn between Democrat Justin Brannan and Republican Ari Kagan would be one of the closest races of the 51 districts. However, Brannan cruised to victory with 58.17% of the vote to Kagan's 41.31%, which crushed any hopes of the GOP making gains in their minority caucus. In this same council district, which includes the neighborhoods of Bay Ridge, Coney Island, and parts of Bath Beach, Sliva got 52.3% of the vote in his 2021 mayoral campaign. Southern Brooklyn has long been a key battleground essential for any Republican to become mayor. Sliva has already proven his strength throughout this area. In addition to the council district, Sliva dominated this entire swath of Kings County by winning over 60% of the vote in the 45th, 47th, and 49th Assembly districts and over 55% in the 46th and 48th in 2021. Significantly, in the Brannan district, like other parts of the city, those that do not affiliate with any party outnumber registered Republicans. Therefore, it is an absolute necessity for any citywide Republican candidate to be able to attract significant support from these voters. Sliva has long been a champion of this group, including during his stint as chair of the NYS Reform Party. Unfortunately, some in the GOP take exception to Sliva's tell-it-as-it-is independent approach to politics. For example, months before Mayor Adams publicly revealed plans for a migrant shelter at Floyd Bennett Field, Sliva warned that this would be happening. Rather than joining him in opposition early on, Queens Republican Councilwoman Joanne Areola told Sid Rosenberg on his number one rated show on WABC Radio that Sliva was just a radio personality, spreading innuendo. Sliva turned out to be 100% correct. Since then, Sliva has led rallies across the city opposing these migrant shelters and the increasing amount of taxpayer dollars going to them. He has also become a regular on national television on this issue. This crisis could cost Americans $451 billion, according to a House Homeland Security Committee report. As more of our money goes to the housing, feeding, education, and health care of these illegal migrants at the expense of Vita Basic City services for legal residents, voters will only become even more critical of Democratic leadership at City Hall. Indeed, Mayor Adams just announced cuts to school safety agents in our schools and that there will be no NYPD Academy classes indefinitely. It does not get more serious than this, and we must remember Mayor Adams originally welcomed illegal migrants with open arms. GOP leaders who take exception to Sliva's no-holds-barred approach should embrace it rather than fight it. Sliva's honesty, regardless of how it reflects on any political party, and his unique brand built over decades is precisely what enables him to attract the needed support from independents and Democrats. The fact that public advocate Jumaane Williams, next in line to be mayor, could be the Democratic candidate if the dominoes continue to fall on Adams would make Sliva an even stronger candidate. In 2021, Adams squeaked out a primary victory over his far-left opponents. His experience as a former police officer and his tough talk on fighting crime made him a common-sense moderate Democrat to many in the general election. This blunted the main strength of Sliva, his clear bona fides on fighting crime. However, with potentially no Adams in the mix, a future Democratic nominee, especially Jumaane Williams, will not have this same advantage. Even if Adams survives and runs for re-election, he will be weakened by the aura of corruption that now surrounds his administration. In addition, his experience and tough talk in the last campaign has not translated to improvements with New Yorkers' perception of public safety. People are still afraid on the subways, and New Yorkers increasingly must wait to get basic goods at stores because more items are locked up because of rampant shoplifting. So, on the top two issues facing our city, the migrant crisis and crime, Sliva is already positioned as the de facto GOP leader. We should make it official by making him our United mayoral nominee. Bob Capano was a GOP city council candidate in Bay Ridge and has been an adjunct professor of political science for over 15 years. He served in senior-level positions to former Republican members of Congress Bob Turner and Vito Fisella. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Capano.